photos of the U.S. Botanic Garden on our website, npr.org. No frogs, alas. Those were piped-in sounds, by the way. One of the few plants blooming outdoors this time of year in places where the first frost has hit is the rose, specifically Rosa muscata, the old musk rose. It came here with the early English settlers, but about 40 years ago, it nearly disappeared. Martha Woodruff from member station WMRA in Virginia reports.
Peggy Cornett's garden domain sits on hilltop land in Albemarle County, Virginia. Cornett is the director of the Thomas Jefferson Center for Historic Plants at Monticello. The center preserves and propagates endangered garden species, and among them for a time was Rosa muscata, the old musk rose.
A lot of interest in old roses waned during the 20th century. Hybrid teas came into fashion, and a lot of the old shrub roses weren't really as popular. And the other reason that this musk rose went into decline is that people thought they were growing the musk, but in fact, there was a Japanese species that was being marketed as the musk. Its Latin name is Rosa brunonii, and it looks similar to the musk, but it's very obvious that this was really an imposter.
By the early 1960s, the big, unruly Rosa muscata had literally disappeared, elbowed out of the garden by smaller, neater roses. And rosarians, as rose experts and rose enthusiasts call themselves, feared it had become extinct.
A number of experts began searching all over in old gardens and grave sites and abandoned home sites and even along the roadside trying to find this musk rose.
One of these rosarians is Marie Butler, a soft-spoken and very southern woman who could wear a linen skirt to a picnic and never show a wrinkle. Marie searched for 4 years before one oddly cold, rainy day in July of 1985, when she and a couple of her fellow rosarians found a real old musk rose growing on the Crenshaw family burial plot in Richmond, Virginia's Hollywood Cemetery.
It was the most exciting rose find we ever had. The bush was only about 4 feet tall at the time, and we knew just unmistakably the musk rose.
The jubilant rosarians took cuttings, rooted them, and made the young plants available free to the nursery trade. But Rosa muscata remains elusive. Peggy Cornett says it took her 11 years to realize she had one growing just down the road.
My boss and I knew about a plantation near Monticello where figs were grown that may have a connection with Thomas Jefferson. While we were there looking for figs, we also discovered this rose that the descendant of this original owner said her great-grandmother always made a big fuss over it. She called it the musk cluster rose. It wasn't in bloom at the time, and I didn't take cuttings. So we went back a number of years later. It happened to be in bloom, so we all just went bananas.
That almost two-century-old Rosa muscata grows in the garden of a blissfully unremodeled early 19th-century Jacobean house built by one of Thomas Jefferson's contemporaries. His direct descendant lives there today.
That came from Long Island. He used to go up there once a year and write orders down for this, that, and the other thing.
And this was delivered in one of his orders.
Well, I think it came down on the packet boat.
That musk rose, once just another parcel on a packet boat, is now recognized as an international treasure. And this surprises no one more than its current owner.
Yes, I wouldn't have known if I'd met in the road.
So keep your eyes peeled the next time you take a frosty fall walk and pass an abandoned garden. Who knows what dormant, undiscovered treasure might lurk there among the weeds. For NPR News, I'm Martha Woodruff on Monticello Mountain in Virginia.